T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, these are desperate times for millions of people who can't afford all the food they need. And that means it's busy times for those who supply emergency food. The Community Food Bank of New Jersey is preparing for another surge in demand as we head toward winter. And WCBS reporter Peter Haskell spoke to the president and CEO, Carlos Rodriguez.
Is there a way to quantify how much supply you're trying to stockpile just to be ready?
So before the pandemic, our plan was to distribute enough food for 51 million meals. Since the pandemic, we've obviously increased tremendously our food. And in our fiscal year, that's going to end in July of next year, we anticipate providing enough food for 80 million meals. And so that's just dealing with the same pace and trying to increase as available throughout the months ahead during the pandemic. What we're doing to deal with some of these shocks, if you would, or changes in the system, is being able to bring food in as it's available, right? And having the funding from our community partners and state is allowing us to do that. Let me give you some perspective on what that means. Normally in our facilities, whether it's a 285,000 square foot facility in Hillside or 35,000 square foot facility in Egg Harbor, we could have as much food for about roughly, 5 million meals. If we were to stop receiving food today before the pandemic, we would probably be empty. Both of our facilities would be empty in about 4 weeks. Currently, it would be empty in about 2.5 weeks.
Are you concerned, based on what you've seen so far, that at some point you might run out of food or not have the money to buy food?
We're always concerned about that. But make no mistake about it. If we pull the federal programs that families are relying on, if we just completely cut them off, whether it's the enhanced unemployment or the SNAP especially, and other important programs that really just give families the resources to put food on the table, to take care of other necessities to put on the table, we're not going to be able to make up that shortfall.
That is Community Food Bank of New Jersey President and CEO Carlos Rodriguez speaking to our WCBS reporter Peter Haskell.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.